Today's Amud is Beitza Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding 13 lines from the top on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So just, again, just to review and give a quick hakdama. So Yisrael, when he has some tvua, so the halacha is he has it now in stalks and ears of grains. He threshes the stalks. He produces wheat kernels. And from the wheat kernels, he takes off trumas and maestras. The order is that first he gives truma gedayla off of everything that he has, which is midaraisa no shir, midarabanan 2%. He gives 2% of what he has to the kayin for truma gedayla. Then he takes off 10%. He takes off 10% of what's left for maiserishin, and that goes to a levi. The levi then takes 10% of his maiserishin, and he gives that to a kayin, that's for trumas maiser. And again, all of this is supposed to happen after the owner, after he threshes his stalks and he makes it into wheat. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Maiser Rishon Shehekdima Yibishi Balan. Let's say you have a levi that he took his Maiser Rishon early. It was still in its stalk state. The Tvua was still in its stalk state. And the levi, he took his Maiser Rishon, he received his Maiser Rishon. So Truma Gedayla wasn't taken off yet. Only the levi, he took his Maiser Rishon early. So says Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Maiser Rishon Shehekdima Yibishi Balan. If this levi, if he takes his Maiser Rishon early, while it's still in its stock state, it's pater mitruma gedayla. He does not have to take off truma gedayla from his maaser rishon. Meaning, if you think about a person, a Yisrael, let's say he has 100 stalks, so normally he first would give 2 to the kayin, and so the 2 is a representation of his whole 100 stalk, all of his 100 stalks, meaning he's taking 2 off of all of his 100. Normally, when he takes off Truma Gedayla, he takes it off of everything that he has. In this case, the Levi already took 10 stalks. He already took his Maaser Rishon. So he took 10 stalks. So you would think that now if the Yisrael, when he takes off Truma Gedayla, it's only going to be Truma Gedayla off of the 90 that he has left. That means the 10 stalks that the Levi took, it was never Hufrash from it Truma Gedayla. Truma Gedayla was never taken off of the Levi's 10 stalks that he took from Maaser Rishon. So you might think that the levi should have to take off Truma Gedayla from those 10 stalks. He should have to give, whatever the shear of how much the Yisrael originally had, but whatever shear, you should have to take off some of it for Truma Gedayla and give it to the kayin. Says Rav Shimon ben Lakish that no, the levi does not have to take off Truma Gedayla from those 10 stalks. Again, of course, he's going to have to take off Trumas Meiser. He's going to have to give 10% of that to the kayin for Trumas Meiser. He does not have to take off Truma Gedayla. What's the Makar Shenemar, as the Pasuk says? The Pasuk says regarding Trumas Meiser, it says, Vahari Meisa Mimenu Trumas Hashem Meiser Mena Meiser. The Torah describes Trumas Meiser as a Meiser Mena Meiser. It's a tenth of the tenth, meaning the Levi takes a tenth from the Yisrael, and then he gives a tenth of that as Trumas Meiser to the Kayin. So the Pasuk says he takes Truma from the Meiser Rishon that he received, a Meiser Mena Meiser. So we darshan from this Pasuk that Meiser Mena Meiser Amarti Lecha. I only told you that you have to take off a tenth. V'loy Truma Gedayla U Trumas Meiser Mena Meiser. You don't have to take off anything more, which means you don't have to take off Truma Gedayla and Trumas Meiser from the Meiser. All you have to take off is a Meiser Mena Meiser, meaning Trumas Meiser from the Meiser. You don't have to take off any additional sort of taxes. You don't have to take off Truma Gedayla in addition to that. So that's the Makar, that the Levi does not have to take off Truma Gedayla from the Meiser that he received. And again, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, he described this case specifically in a situation where the Levi took his Maaser Rishon in the stock state. So says the Gemara, Amar le Rav Papa le Abaye. Rav Papa asked Abaye, when he was chazering over this Shmaitza from Rav Shimon ben Lakish, he said, Yahachi, if this is the drasha that the Levi never has to take off 2 different taxes from his Maaser, if so, afilu hikdimai bikri nami. So then why is it that Rav Shimon ben Lakish set up the case as Levi who took the miser in the stalk state, even if the Yisrael already threshed it all and he piled it all up, so it's all wheat kernels now, still, lemaisa, if the Levi takes miser rishon before the Kain ever got his truma gedayla, you would still have the havamin over here that he should have to take off trumas miser, and we should say that truma gedayla, and we should learn from the pasuk that he doesn't. Why is it that Rav Shimon ben Lakish is, it's mashma from what Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, that it's only in a case where the Levi took his Maaser Rishon early, when he took it in the stock state, that's when we say that he's Pater from Truma Gedayla. It's Mashma if he didn't take it early, relatively, meaning he took it after the grain was all threshed, even though he took it before Truma Gedayla was taken off, in that case, he does have to take off Truma Gedayla. That's what's Mashma from Rav Shimon ben Lakish. And the question is why? Why don't we apply this drasha to that case as well? So Amar Lei, so Abaye responded to Rapapa, and Abaye said to Rapapa, Alecha Amar Kra, because it's about your case that the Torah says, Mikol Maser Seichem Tarimu as Kol Trumas Hashem. That know that you always have to take off Trumas Hashem, you always have to take off Truma Gedayla. So that teaches me that there's a case that even though you would have thought you don't have to take off Truma Gedayla, that no, you do have to, it's referring to this case. If the Levi, if he waits until it's chayv in Truma Gedayla, meaning if it, when it's in the Dagon state, it's piled up, so when he takes it before the Kain ever got his Truma Gedayla, if he takes his Maaser Rishon before the Kain ever got his Truma Gedayla, in that case he has to take off Truma Gedayla. So again, so we discussed two different cases. Both cases where the Levi took his Maaser Rishon before the Kain ever got his Truma Gedayla. In one case he took it before the wheat was ever even threshed and made into piles. And in other cases afterwards, once it was ready in its Dagon state, it was in its piled state. If he takes it in the stalk state, he does not take off Truma Gedayla. That we learn out, Maiser Mina Maiser, Veloy Trumas Maiser, Truma Gedayla, Maiser Mina Maiser, Veloy Truma Gedayla, Trumas Maiser Mina Maiser. Whereas if he takes it in the Dagon state, so then he does take off Truma Gedayla, and that's learned out from Mikol Maser Seichem Tarimu as Kol Trumas Hashem. Says the Gemara, Umar Reisa, how do you know to apply the two psukim in this kind of way? Meaning, the psukim don't tell us which case they're referring to. We have one pasuk which is coming to be marbe achiyev in truma gedayla, that there's a chiyev to take off truma gedayla in that case. We have another pasuk which we learn from there, that you don't have to take off truma gedayla. You just take off truma smaiser. So there's two psukim talking to the Levi, in cases where truma gedayla was never taken off of his maiserishon. One case the Torah is telling him, besides truma Meiser, you also have to take off Truma Gedayla. Another pasuk is telling him, you just have to take off Trumas Meiser, you don't have to take off Truma Gedayla. The Gemara made the drasha that the case that he does not have to take off Truma Gedayla is when he took it in the stock state. When the case that he does have to take off Truma Gedayla is when he took it in the Dagon state, once it was piled up. Says the Gemara, Umar Reisa, how do you know to make the drasha like that? Maybe it's the other way around. So says the Gemara, no, it's more mistaber to make the drasha in this way, because hai idgan, v'hai loy idgan. In one of them, there was a Gemara Malacha. In the case where the wheat was all threshed, and the tefuah was all threshed and piled up, so in that case, being that the chiyuv already kicked in, being that there was gemar malacha, once he piles it up, miruach, so now there's that's the gemar malacha, now it's chayiv and truma gedayla, it already reached its state of chiyuv when the Levi took his maiserishon, it's more mistaber that in that case he has to also take off truma gedayla. However, in the case where the Levi took his Maaser Rishon in the stock state, so it was never, the Chiyuv was never Be'etzem Chal on it yet, because there was no Gemar Malacha, so that's more mistaber that's the case that he does not have to take off Truma Gedayla. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah over there, Meseches Maisers. The Mishnah says that a Mekalev Sa'irin, if a person is peeling barley, Machloikas, what exactly the case is, Rashi seems to be saying that we're talking about a case where, that he's taking it off of, out of the stalk. So he has the stalk and he's taking the barley seed out of the stalk. Tosis learns that no, the seed was already removed from the stalk, but there's still a lot of psoiles. There's still the inner wrapper that the seed is inside of. The Mishnah is discussing a person who's taking the seed out of that inner wrapper, maybe like a peanut. There's the outer shell. You crack it out of the outer shell. There's still a small, a very thin, darker brown paper-like shell around the peanut. That's how Tosis learns. So Rashi learns that the case is talking about taking the nut, taking the seed out of the outer shell. Taisus learned it's referring to taking it out of that inner, inner psilus, that inner shell. So says the Mishnah that one who does this, mekalef achas achas, he should do it one at a time, and vaichon, he could eat it, and that way it's considered like a snack. Memelo, it's not going to be any sort of gemar melacha, that's not going to be mechayiv in meiser, because that's just a little bit of a snack. But if he peels it, he separates it from the psoilas, and he starts gathering it into his hand. He's not just eating one at a time. He's already sort of like piling it up into his hand. So then he's chayiv. That's like the gemar malacha. Mamela, it's going to be chayiv. And Trumas and Meisters, he's not going to be allowed to eat from it at all, even a snack, without taking off the proper Meisters. Rabbi Lazar, v'chein l'shabbos. And Rabbi Lazar commented on this Mishnah, and Rabbi Lazar said that it's the same halacha with regards to Shabbos. Meaning that on Shabbos, if you want to do one at a time as a snack, so that would be okay. Meaning you would have thought that maybe it should be mefarik, which is a tolda of dash, that you're separating, you're taking the seed out from its original place where it grew in. So that's considered the malacha of dash. It's a tolda of dash. It's mefarik. Says Rabbi Lazar to do one at a time, with like a shinoi, that's not derech dash, to do one at a time, that's mutar on Shabbos. Once you start gathering it into your hand, that's already going to be asar on Shabbos. Frakta Gemara Eini, is that really true that Rabbi Lazar said this about this Mishnah, that on Shabbos to gather a whole bunch at a time in your hand, that that's already considered like derech dash, and that's asar on Shabbos? Eini v'harav mekalfalei debisu kasei kasei. Rav's wife used to make full cups at a time for Rav. So I'm not sure if the Gemara means to say that we're learning a Maisa Rav from Ishas Rav, no pun intended, that we're learning a halacha from the wife of Rav, that we see that she did this, that therefore it's mutter, or the raya is that you see, and Rav didn't complain, meaning this seems like this is something that she used to do all the time, and Rav was fine with it. So you see that so you could learn from the Rebbetzin, meaning in as much as the husband didn't complain. So the Gemara is saying that you see that Rav's wife used to make for him cups full of barley seeds at a time, and he was fine with that. Reb Chia mekalfalei debisu kasei kasei. She used to make cups full at a time for Reb Chia. And the Ritva explains that Avada Meiser was already taken off before Shabbos, but the Gemara is saying that you see from here that in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, you see that this is fine, that this is totally acceptable. It's not considered dash even to do multiple seeds at a time. So says the Gemara, Ela'i Itmar, Aseifa Itmar. When Rabbi Lazar commented on the Mishnah, and he said, V'chein l'Shabbos, he wasn't talking about this case, the ratio of the Mishnah and Meiser, in Mesechus Meisers. Rather, he was talking about the Seifa of the Mishnah. The Seifa of the Mishnah says like this. The Seifa says, Hamailo Maliloi Shachitim, that if a person, he separates the wheat seeds from the stalks, so minafeh, so there's still a lot of psilas mixed in, so minafeh al yad, so he could fan out a little bit at a time, and that's va'ichon, he could eat from it, that's already considered like a snack, to do just a little bit at a time, that's a snack, and that's gonna be fine, that's not gonna be mechayiv in Shumas and Meisers. However, v'm nipach v'nasan l'say chekoi, but if he starts blowing it out, blowing away the psoilas and gathering it into his lap, so he's doing a lot at a time, so then that's already considered like a pile, that's already like the gemar malacha, and it's going to be chayiv in trumas and meisers. Now he's not even going to be able to snack from it. And Amar Rabbi Lazar commented on this seifa, on this chelik of the Mishnah, and he said that v'chein l'shabbos, that the same applies in Hilchos Shabbos, meaning not in Hilchos Dash, in Hilchos Beirer, and Hilchos separating the good from the bad, so you could do a little bit at a time, you can't do a whole bunch at a time, you can't start gathering it into your lap. You could just do whatever you need for right then and there. You could do one at a time, you can't do a large amounts at a time. So that's when Rabbi Lazar made this comment of Echein L'Shabbos. Maskel for Baba Bar Mamu, V'reishel L'Meiser in L'Shabbos Loi. So we don't have a kasha anymore now in Rabbi Lazar. So now we figured out where Rabbi Lazar made his comment, and it's fine, there's no kashas on that. But the Gemara now has a kasha now on something that we said earlier. So it comes out that to make in the ratio of the Mishnah, when the person was peeling the barley seeds, so that we said that even to do a lot at a time, so it's when you do a lot at a time, it's mutter on Shabbos, like we saw that the Rav's wife and Rav Chiya's wife, they used to make cups full at a time. So in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, to do a lot at a time, that's not going to be a malacha. But yet with regards to Hilchos Meiser, once you start doing a lot at a time, so we said that it's considered a Gemar malacha with regards to Meiser. So the Gemar now is bothered that there could be something which is a Gemar malacha for Meiser, yet it's not considered a malacha on Shabbos. Maskefa Abba Bar Mamo, v'reisha la Meiser in l'Shabbos loy. You mean to tell me in the reisha, the gathering a lot at a time, being Makalif the siren, a lot of the time, it's considered a Gemar le'inyan Meiser, and now with regards to Shabbos, umi'ika midi de le'inyan Shabbos, loy havi Gemar malacha, ula Meiser havi Gemar malacha? Could there be such a thing that something could be a Gemar malacha with regards to the Chi of Meiser, and it's mutter on Shabbos, it's not a malacha on Shabbos? The Chayr Shabbos is very chomer. If it's a malacha for Meiser, the Chayr should be a malacha with regards to Shabbos. That was Rav Abba Bar Mamel's kasha. Now, mask of Rav Sheshes Braid Ravidi. Rav Sheshes Braid Ravidi, he doesn't just answer Rav Abba Bar Mamel's kasha. He says, that's your kasha? Is that really a kasha? Veloi, is there nothing that's considered a gemar for Meiser, yet it's mutter on Shabbos? Why do you find it so strange that something could be a gemar for Meiser, and yet it's mutter for Shabbos? Why is that so strange? V'hagarnan l'meiser. We find many things that are considered a gemar malacha for Meiser, and yet they're still mutter on Shabbos. Things that are a gemar malacha for Meiser, there are things that are mutter on Shabbos. Now, garnan really is a borrowed expression over here. Usually garnan refers to piling the tvua after it's threshed, piling all the seeds together, and that's the Gemar Malacha by Tvua. Here the Gemara just means to say that there are many things that are considered the Gemar for Meiser, and yet they're mutter on Shabbos. And garnan is a borrowed expression, like the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnah says on the following Mishnah in Meisers. So says the Gemara, that there are many things that they're the Gemara Malacha for Meiser, and they're Mutter on Shabbos, that not like we learned in the Mishnah, that Ezu Garnan Le Meiser, what's considered the Gemara Malacha for Meiser on different types of fruits, so Akishuin Vadiluin Mishiefasku, so when it comes to maybe cucumbers and gourds, once the stem, they usually grow with a stem, once that stem falls off, that's when it's considered that it's Nigmar, Vishaloi Piksu, and if that doesn't happen, so then Mishiyamin Arema, once you make it into a bundle. Once you bundle them together, that's already considered the Gemar for all these different types of fruits and vegetables. Now, Utna Nami Gabi Bitsalim. We also learn like that when it comes to onions. That Mishiyamin Arema, when you make it into a bundle, that's when it's Chayiv, and that's when it's Nigmar the Malach, and it's Chayiv and Shumas and Meisers. So you see, bundling is a type of way of making something into a Gemar with regards to Elchus Meiser. V'ilu Gabi Shabbos, well, when it comes to Shabbos, Hamadas Arema Pater. There's no malacha to bundle something on Shabbos. You can't look at the 39 malachas. You won't find Arema as one of the 39. It's completely mutter on Shabbos. So Elamaistacha Lamemar, what are you going to have to say? That malachas machshavas asra Torah. That the Torah on Shabbos, it didn't asr malacha. So even though these things are considered gemar malacha when it comes to Meiser, not everything that we would normally consider a malacha is asr on Shabbos. The Torah didn't asr all malacha. It asred malacha. A certain type of professional type of a substantial malacha. That's what the Torah asserted. So hachanami malachas machsheves asra Torah. So too with regards to peeling the barley seeds. So says the Gemara. Rav Abba Bar Mamel has no kasha. It's not a kasha that which peeling the barley seeds, even a lot of the time, it's considered a gemar malacha with regards to Meiser. Yet in Hilchos Shabbos, it's not asr because it's not malachas machsheves. It might be a malacha, but it's not malachas machsheves. Says the Gemara Vayter, we'll just try to get to the Mishnah, says the Gemara Ketzan Milo. So we mentioned on Yadbez and Mabez that you're allowed to be Milo and Malilois on Yamtev. So now how are you Milo the Malilois? How do you, we said you could rub the ears of the Tfua together in order to get the seeds out. So the Gemara is saying that that's not enough of a shinoi. You have to do a shinoi within the rubbing. So how do you rub it together in a way that it's a shinoi, that it's mutter on Yom Tif? Abaye mishmed Rabbi Yosef Amar. So I've said Abaye in the name of Rabbi Yosef. That chada achada. You take one on one, meaning one finger with one finger, and you rub the two fingers together, and like that, that's considered a big shinoi, then it's mutter on Yom Tif. Rav Avya Mishmei the Rav Yosef Amar Chada Atarti. You could even do one finger against two fingers, maybe your thumb against your next two fingers, and like that, that's also considered enough of a shinoi that it's mutter. Rav Amar, Rav said that no, Kevin de Mishane Afilu Chada Akulu Nami. Once you're already doing a shinoi, so you could rub it however you'd like, you can even do one finger against the other four. Perhaps your thumb against your other four fingers, and even that type of way of rubbing the stalks again, stalk in order to get the seed out, that's going to be fine on Yom Tov. Keitzah min afeach, we also mentioned the fact that you're allowed to blow away the the psilas from the seed. So how do you do that? Amrav adabar avva amarav min afeach mikishrei etzba'isav. So you have to do some sort of shinoi. You can't hold it in your palm, but you could hold it by the fingers. You can't hold it just, kishrei etzba'isav is just afuke the palm, Rashi says, v'loi bekapoi. But by the fingers, that's where you have to hold it when you blow away the psilas. Mikishrei etzba'isav. They laughed at him in Eretz Yisrael, and they said, "No, what are you talking about? Why do you have to hold it in that way? Kaven de Mishane, since you're doing it with the shinoi, you're not doing it miyad liyad. You're not tossing it from one hand to the other. So afilu bekulu yadonami, you can even hold it in your entire hand. There's no need to specifically hold it by your fingers. Ela amar belazer minafeach biyadoi achas bechol koicha. You could do it in one hand, and you could blow, and you could shake it." And you can move it and take away the psoilas with all your kayach, and that also, that's enough that that's considered a permissible way to get rid of the psoilas.